Hello, and welcome to the third edition of the Purple Podcast. We're here in Sam's bedroom with Sam, Ollie and Aaron. I'm going to try and improve things for all you guys this week. I'm going to try and remove some of this weird idiosyncrasies from my voice.
That's a pretty smart intro there, Ollie.
Although, I didn't like how you mentioned yourself in third person. Slightly strange.
Yeah. Everyone mentions themselves in third person.
I don't.
Anyone is anyone.
Aaron is going to get a sandwich now.
Well, no, you say man's, don't you? Oh, that's more like saying one.
Oh, dear.
That's the sort of word that can apply to everything. I think that no one needs to know about this.
Really?
I know, it's rather unique to us.
No, it's not.
The word man's.
Well, everyone in Germany used it.
I thought that's their language.
Yeah.
It's actually a word there.
So what defines a word?
What is in the dictionary? I don't think man's is in the dictionary.
Okay, fine.
Men might be.
Man's?
Man's.
Yeah, man it's in...
It just sounds like you're literally...
In, he mans the
I suppose the
crow's
so.
Nest.
Yeah, he's got... Why did you pick the crow's nest of everything?
I don't know.
You have to be an admiral at sea to be able to say man's, then.
I'd like to be a seaman.
Awkward silence.
I'd like to be a monk seaman.
On the poop deck?
On the poop deck?
Does anyone actually know what a poop deck is?
No. Have you seen the Family Guy episode?
No.
Alright. And they're on a cruise on the captain's.
I don't think anyone wants to hear about this.
Oh, Family Guy's brilliant. And anyone who doesn't think so should be rounded up and experimented on.
I hate Family Guy.
Oh, yeah, I hate Family Guy as well. It gets my goat.
Oh, that means two out of three people in the world hate Family Guy. If we
taking this demographic. Yeah.
Okay,
right. We'll stop saying demographic as well. We said it so many times last episode.
It's just unimportant. Four syllable words, Sam. You get as many of them as possible in there.
It's like Matt saying dogmatic in his speech.
Debate. And there we go, mentioning people that the listeners have never heard of again.
Oh, basically, Matt's our friend.
Yeah, he wants to be mentioned on here. So here you go, Matt. Yeah. We won't say his surname or his address, as tempting as it is.
We'll just email it to all of your listeners instead.
Anyway, in other news, Mr. F emailed in.
Yeah, so there's a mystery man who emailed in, known only to us as Mr. F. It's his alias. And he's won the prize of the
slippers.
Slippers.
We didn't realise when we were talking about this that there's actually an entire Wikipedia page.
Yeah, we thought it was some obscure problem, but it actually wasn't.
Well, no, we should have realised it. We did do statistics last year. It's a simple, case of 23 shoes.
Maybe you shouldn't have brought it up the last episode, then.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, so we will be sending out slippers to Mr. F.
Yeah, and sorry to everyone else who emailed in and didn't quite get there in time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a close race.
Have we actually had any other emails?
Yeah.
We've had some spam ones as well, but I think that counts.
Wait, do you think there's people that are like people that are behind all the spam just to listen to the podcast?
That's all they do. It's how they get their spam lists.
How do you make money out of that?
I don't know. I suppose if you round up emails, then you could sell them to a company, couldn't you?
Yeah, that's like one like old biddy that just clicks on it, accepts like every single Viagra email. It's true, they're vulnerable to that sort of thing. You get these cases where people like pretend to be like gas inspectors and they just let them into the house and they like steal things.
Like pop-up comes up like, do you want a free virus scan from virus.com? Yeah. People click accept.
Just install this. Just install this.
It's
this
quick
software,
and easy and
virus.bat.
You can normally tell because it's normally badly translated from Chinese. And they'll use like... they'll do things like refer to themselves in the third person. I mean, who'd do that?
Anyway, I think we're 4 minutes in. I think we should take a quicker Bossa Lounger medium break.
Okay.
See you in a minute.
Yeah.
Well, it's 14 seconds.
Welcome back.
Hope you enjoyed that little break there.
Yeah, I'm really liking that Bossa Lounger medium break. Although I suppose it could become quite repetitive if we use it too much.
We need some new jingles.
We do need some new jingles. I like it how it is, if I'm honest.
The medieval one's pretty cool. Should we give it a play?
Really?
No, I think we should hold that back. That's our cat in the bag. We'll release it.
Well, we don't know if the listeners want to hear it or not.
It's a cute cat in bags.
It's a cliffhanger.
You're a monster.
It's a cliffhanger, Ollie. We'll keep it.
Oh, you mean...
People keep listening to it.
You mean as in... Well, there's the metaphor, letting the cat out of the bag.
Yeah, also, then... I wasn't referring to, like, Schrodinger's cat or anything.
Oh. Right, yeah, okay, this is not the correct place to hear about quantum physics and things like that.
No one wants to hear about Schrodinger's cat.
Yeah, but I think we should keep, like, this medieval stuff back.
I do think it is, although I know it's only hypothetical, but it is a weird experiment, because it involves putting a cat in a box and exposing it to radioactive...
Yeah.
Actually, no, because it's not the radioactive.
It doesn't matter, it can be radioactive or poison or whatever. But at the end of the day, the point is that the cat is half dead.
If it's half dead and half alive, does that make it a zombie?
Probably.
Yeah,
Schrodinger's zombie cat.
But it's only a zombie cat while it's trapped in the box. So yeah. anything that's in there with it is just...
So true. We could create an army of zombies if we trap people in a box and use that half-decaying radioactive substance.
Yeah.
Wait, and then...
So does that mean radioactive cats have 18? No. Yeah, 18 half-lives.
Possibly. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, the point is we could create an army of zombies.
They'd have
to be boxed, though.
We could put them all in one big box.
People into the big box if they irritated us.
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah, but then when the person found out whether the cat was dead or alive or not, the cat would no longer be a zombie.
But they'd be zombified.
If the cat was alive, they'd be in a box with a very angry cat.
Exactly. A very radioactive cat. An unstable cat who decays into a mouse or something.
At which point would probably be bald and suffering from various things due to radiation sickness. It would not be pleasant.
You get those hairless cats. Maybe that's what happened to those.
That's how they got them.
Angry. Hairless radioactive cats.
Schrodinger set up like a side company to like fund his experiments. Like, you want your cat to be bald? Yeah, just give it to me for a couple of hours. Cat,
they're though. Called sphinxes, aren't they? Sphinx, not sphincter. just making that clear.
Yeah, I was questioning your pronunciation there.
Okay. I think they are called sphinxes.
As in like Egyptian sphinx.
I thought sphinxes were the large...
No, that's lynxes.
Oh.
As in like the deodorant.
No, I think they're talking about the wild cat rather than the Georgian.
No, excuse me.
Ollie's having an allergic reaction to exercise after cycling to town and back.
Oh, God, it's an absolute killer. I need to work on my cardio.
And just to clear something up, town isn't very far away.
No, it's really nice.
I did nearly get hit by cars like 5 times on the way down.
I don't think that's anything to do with distance, or that's more to do with you.
No, it's more to do with me just like swerving into the middle of the road.
I'm also
very good at driving, by the way.
That's a lie.
Yeah, if you get an email from Ollie's minicab company, do not reply.
My driving instructor accused me of being heavy-handed the other day.
It's not something you want to hear.
It's never a good
driving
thing.
Instructor. We say town like it's some like big city, but it's really not. It's on one high street, and it's.
They might give away where we live.
There are only a few towns, you know.
We wouldn't want our army of fans to appear.
Well, we've got our zombie cats in the bag.
Oh, right.
In the box, actually.
Well, it could be in the bag. As long as it's like a opaque bag, and you can't see whether the cat's moving around inside.
What if you had a camera in it? Would that be cheating?
Yeah, because you know.
I joke.
But, zombie cat. Even if you can't like acknowledge that it is in fact there, it's still a zombie cat.
I think Buzz would be a good name for a zombie cat.
Buzz. Hey, what would you name your zombie cat?
I don't know. Mary Curie, because it's sort of radiated.
I've just realised the recording level has gone really low.
It fluctuates quite a lot when we talk.
Yeah.
You keep getting these massive spikes. I think it's my voice, actually. I think I talk too quietly.
So for anyone looking at the waveforms at home...
anyone who's processing our podcast through Audible...
and wants to look at all the waveforms and analyse every single voice and take it down to its... I don't know what you would do with it. I don't know why anyone would watch the waveforms, but...
Maybe that's what our listeners do. They don't actually listen to it, they just use it to experiment.
Yeah, they view it.
Some people get off to that sort of thing. Just like hearing voices.
Silence.
And then looking at the sound. You get it in kind of two.
By some people, are you
there?
Talking about yourself in third person? Again.
Yeah, we don't see you many times after this podcast has been released. What do you do?
Well,
I read books.
I read a lot. It's good for you.
Yeah, we all read. We're not.
I think most people read sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you know who is illiterate?
Don't say it. Okay, this is going to be Ed's. Now we've said this, there might just be like a music break here, depending on what he said. Well, then I tell us he's illiterate.
Oh, okay. Ollie was making everything up. He doesn't know anything.
That spike there.
That was probably me.
Probably. Sorry, we can edit it out.
Yeah, so we're talking about stuff that may or may not be in the
episode. So, subjects for this week. What was the topic?
We don't really have a topic going into
I'm
this.
Decided again. We did write some down, didn't we?
At the moment, this is called three. It's not very helpful.
It's the third one. It's because we haven't decided on a name yet. We'll do that at the end.
I like the name three.
Three. You can't just call the podcast three, though.
It's got a nice ring to it.
I don't know who anyone is in this, right? I just suddenly remembered if in lower school English classes where you weren't set and you get the one kid that would be trying to read. And then they'd have their finger on the page and they'd be going, the bird said. I always try not to laugh. And then so would the teacher.
I think teachers were trained against laughing at the kid. They can't do it.
Well, that's hard.
Their 3-year teaching degree consists of learning not to laugh at the kids that can't read.
Well, I don't know what else a teacher does, if you're honest.
I don't know.
What do teachers do?
They teach, don't they?
Well, I guess you could theoretically have a teacher.
Touch things?
Theoretically, you could have a teacher who's just like a term ahead of the pupil in terms of lessons. So just teach everything that's gone by.
Well, or even a week ahead. What if the pupil asks something about a term in the future that they haven't covered?
You say you don't need to know that yet.
Yeah.
Stop being so proactive.
So we could just.
Stop using your initiative. We don't want you to use this in real life.
Yeah, okay.
It'll never come in handy.
No, it won't. That's true.
It wasn't a good night last night. I was making myself this dinner. And I ate all of it. And then I went to...
Sounds good to me.
Put the box in the bin. Actually, no, I recycled the box. The box in the
recycle.
We're green here. And I looked at the back of it and realised it served two people. And I felt very ill.
And clearly, Sam is not two people. So you could say he had twice as much as he was meant to.
Could say that.
Well, that is what happened. You could not say that.
Well, you don't know if it's meant to be split 60-40 on that.
Yeah, if it's for a man and a woman.
Well, I don't think people that package the food like pre-consider who's going to eat like certain amount.
Well, they could do. They could I might have a hungry person and not very hungry person.
It's similar to us recording a podcast that will then be on the internet for the next few years, and then we're trying to record stuff for people in the future, and it's difficult. It's not like a radio show. It's not recording live.
I'll just get on my magic carpet and go home now.
Can we do a live show?
No, I don't think that'd be advised. Number one.
Oh, come on.
It really wouldn't. It means we have no editing power.
Well, we could just have a finger on like a bleeper.
Yeah, but then you're going to have to... I doubt it would work.
Could work.
Anyway, talking of time, it leads me on to my flawless plan of the week that I came up with.
Flawless plan.
Talking to Kants.
And also, no one else... no one managed to find the flaw in our plan last week. Yeah. So,
here we go. I was reading Kant's Critique of Pure Reason this week.
Oh, get you.
Thank you, Ollie. And I found out that time is a human construct, according to Kant. So I had the idea of when you're in court and you're accused of murdering someone, you argue that you didn't murder them, you just aborted them.
That seems like kind of a flawed plan there. But, you know, that's for the listeners to find where the flaw
was. I don't think it would stand up in court.
I don't think it would at all. No. I don't think anyone would even...
Ollie's got his thinking face on. I'm interested in what he's going to say next.
I'm not really thinking. This is just my kind of lazy face.
It's the face that he puts on when he wants people to... He wants to give out the illusion that he is actually thinking.
How cool would it be if you just put on a face?
Well, in the morning, he took it off before he went
to bed. Yeah, you have no faces when you wake up in the morning. There's just, like, nothing there. And you just, like, you open the wardrobe. And as well as all the clothes, you have all your faces.
That'll get really complicated. Because then what if, like, what if it was really sad, a bad day, but it starts off as a good day? So it's like, I've got my happy face today.
You'd have the wrong face on.
And you get, like, bad news, really bad news, and you're like, well, now I look happy for
the day. Or maybe if you looked in the mirror, then you'd feel happy again, because you saw that you were happy.
But then everyone else think you're, like, an insensitive buffoon.
Well, mate, you could bring your, like, OMG face, like, with you.
Like a face pack.
Can you imagine what they look like? They'd have, like, the faces, like, their eyes, just all the faces on the wall, they just have their eyes closed. And then they just have like no expression in their face. You put it on, and then it would just be like become your face.
But well, you haven't really thought this through because you'd have a permanent expression on your face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So if you were to act surprised, you'd have to take off your happy face, put on your surprised face, look surprised for a second, take it off. And what would your face look like underneath?
There's nothing there.
Just nothing.
There is only darkness. It'd be kind of like
the empty hole that is known as your brain cavity.
It'd be like a Tim Burton film or something, wouldn't it?
I think it would. But where would it go? There'd be no storyline. It would. Apart from the man that got confused and wore his happy face at the funeral.
It's at this point where Ollie pulls out his screenplay, like, with two Tim Burton written on the front.
Yeah. Burton.
With the title Faces on it. Well, luckily, he did spell it feces style, but then he crossed out.
Luckily, Aaron and I censored it.
So yeah, he's put it in the post box without any stamp or anything.
Yeah, Tim Burton on the front.
Just
of the two
Tim Burton. From Ollie.
And then the theme music for the film could be Mad World. It'd be brilliant.
Yeah, it would be.
But Donnie Darko uses that at the end of it, so it wouldn't be very individual.
Well, I haven't seen Donnie Darko.
Well, he uses Mad World at the end.
Well, maybe Tim Burton hasn't seen Donnie Darko.
Yeah, but I'm sure people that go to the cinema might have. There's a high possibility that people that see your film are going to watch have seen Donnie Darko before. Well, you have to write, it'll be on the DVD cover, Faces, brackets, do not watch if you have seen Donnie Darko, close brackets.
There must be loads of music they've played more than once in films.
Actually, yeah, I suppose.
What about all the Dirty Dancing films?
I haven't seen them.
No, neither have I.
Covers his tracks quickly. But I swear I haven't, guys.
Oh, yeah, I'm also wearing my lucky socks today. So hopefully the podcast will go well. Although my lucky socks have developed a hole in them.
You could say they're holy socks.
They are holy socks.
Holy, holy.
Yeah, my holy lucky socks.
Yeah, I was reading about like what people say is lucky stuff. Basically, it's just chance that they were wearing that and something good happened.
But then they wear it again and something good happens again.
Or... yeah, so it happens once or twice. They think, oh, this must be blessed.
Can I have the slippers now?
No.
Aaron's wearing the slippers.
We got in there with the slippers. You can have one of them.
Yeah, talking of chance.
Well, on the left one.
I read something about...
before you take off the right one now.
Talking of chance, what wants you to stop fighting over the slippers? Yeah, I read something about chance and probability.
Yeah.
Where there was a man who, it was a cleaner, and he was cleaning a section of street underneath a tower block, and this baby comes hurling out the window and lands on his head. And then the following year, the same baby comes out the same window and lands on his head again. And people talk, it's all about coincidence. But the question I had to ask was, why was that mother given her baby back after it came hurling out of the window?
How did it survive?
It landed on his head. Well, sort of on him.
So oh, both, I think when the baby landed on its head.
No, it landed directly on its head. It was a baby.
I was going to say, because it was a baby, it just like lands on the street.
Okay, so man walking past tower block, he obviously does this a lot because he's a cleaner.
Yeah, yeah.
So surely that's kind of probable that it'd be
walking
past.
Yeah, that's the coincidence. But I'm not bothered about the coincidence. I can accept that. I want to know why the same baby came flying out the same window.
I don't know, maybe the baby was just saying, hey, you know, I just want to sit on the balcony for a bit. And the mother would say, hey, go ahead. And then he just slips.
Maybe the mother didn't like the guy. And the baby was always close at hand.
I'm always out of rocks. I'm just happy with a baby instead.
I'm not keeping rocks in their apartment.
For any of you watching the waveform at home, there's another
massive
big
spike.
Spike, yeah.
Which was that?
I don't know what we're going to have to do with this. I could, suppose, turn the recording volume down, but then for the rest of the podcast, it'd be slightly quieter, which wouldn't give us a professional finish.
No.
Not that talking about the wave format of our podcast isn't professional.
I think it's more of a challenge to the listeners. They have to...
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. I need to stop saying challenge accepted to reference.
Aaron and I have developed a nasty habit of saying challenge accepted to anything stupid people
and I
say.
Need to start following through with these.
Somebody has to start following through with these challenges. But then we have to be
impulse
more careful.
Impulse scheme.
Pretty much. The amount of impulse challenges we take on is ridiculous.
You realise this is one of them?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh. Hey guys, let's do a podcast.
I've also come up with possibly the best alarm clock in the world.
Go on. Okay. Right.
This morning, my alarm went off at a ridiculous time because I forgot to turn it off. It was about 6:30 or something. And so it startled me. I reached over to turn the alarm clock off with my arm knocking over the big pile of books next to my bed, which then knocked over a glass of water, which then spilt all over the floor, dangerously close to open plug sockets that I forgot to switch off. So in a panic, I ran to the bathroom, got a towel, and was starting to mop this water up. By the time I'd finished, I couldn't get back to sleep. So I proposed that before you go to bed, strategically place a big pile of books next to your alarm clock and a few glasses of water around so that there's no chance of it missing. And then just accidentally knock it with your arm. And then you'll jump out of bed and in desperation trying to mop everything up to stop like it ruining all your furnishing. And you'll be up and awake.
I reckon we could sell it as a package deal. We could supply people with these books. We'll give them like Charlie. We'll give them some Dickens and some Darwin and stuff.
To make them look intelligent.
Yeah. So they'll want, it's the thing they'd want to have in the home. The glasses, they'll be nice. So we'll give them free water as well. So.
Free water.
Yeah.
Sam, you've got a pretty intelligent looking pile of books. Stephen Hawking and Stephen King.
Plato.
And then you have Dan Brown.
I like Dan Brown.
God, he's one of like, the biggest selling authors of our time.
It doesn't make it good.
Yeah.
Stop offending people, at least.
Offending Dan
Brown. It was a holiday, really. I read it on holiday.
Oh, I'm scared the Illuminati are going to get me.
Everything can be traced back to the Illuminati.
I saw a TV programme about how the whole Da Vinci Code thing's complete rubbish.
Well, it's not complete rubbish, though, is it? Because there is a chance that Jesus, J-Dog, as we'll refer to him as, did sleep with people and did bear children.
He was a bit player.
He was a player, J-Dog.
J-Dog.
Well, yeah, I also heard something the other day that, can't remember his name now, but some like, it was a French like ruler, emperor, in like the Middle Ages sometime. He had so many children, and they also have so many grandchildren, that everyone who was born in Europe, like today, is most likely related to him.
It's like Genghis Khan, you know, there's that thing about supposedly he had hundreds of children because he slept with so many women, and then most people in Asia are probably somehow related to him. That's another... Wait, did we talk about that in our last one? I don't think so. Another debate Aaron and I have been having this week is best empire ever.
Yeah, including all
Well,
ancient
maybe
empires?
Not ever, because you wouldn't know of any alien ones out in the universe.
It's embarrassing with listening to them talk about it in public.
Well, yeah, Aaron and I have been talking about this intensely over the last few days.
It's an ongoing discussion.
Yeah, I think the Macedonian Empire is possibly the greatest empire ever.
I'm going to have to agree with you there, Sam.
Although a lot of our friends have been saying Roman, but we think the Roman Empire is overrated, to be honest.
Yeah, the Macedonian Empire, it's basically... Alexander
the Great.
Yeah, it's basically him.
And anyone with the surname Great is awesome.
Yeah, and middle name The.
Yeah. My middle name's not The.
I wish my middle name was The.
Do you know what I found out in town? Freddie's middle name is Yan.
Yan?
Yes.
How would you go about spelling Yan?
I think it's just Y-A-N.
I
don't know. Apparently it's French. We had to sort out our passport stuff and it said Freddie something Yan.
Well, you just said his full name there, Ollie.
Oh, sorry, I'll have to edit
what we
that.
Talked about. That's not mentioning people.
You're a fool.
Anyway, back onto our
empire debate.
Empire debate.
Okay.
Captain Helpful.
So, what's your? What do you think?
Rebel Alliance is my favourite empire.
Silence.
They weren't really an empire, though. Let's be honest.
Rebel Alliance.
The Galactic Empire was an empire.
Yeah.
Rebel Alliance wasn't really an empire.
I don't know. How do you know it's not still going anyway?
Because it says it's a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah, it might still be going.
It was a long time ago.
So? But time is relative.
If time is a human
now
construct. So we've enlightened everyone in this podcast. We found out that you can get out of murder charges by claiming it was aborting children, aborting them, and that, in fact, the Rebel Alliance is still going.
Yeah.
Well, it could be still going. It might be a... Rebel Empire. Actually, it wouldn't be called the Rebels anymore.
No, they wouldn't. What do they call themselves? The Alliance?
No.
Yeah, probably the Alliance. Well,
they'd be the New Republic.
Yeah.
Because there was the Old Republic before.
This would be the New Republic.
Yeah, it'd be called the Old Republic, yeah.
Has it ever occurred to you that we like Star Wars too much?
Yeah.
Star Wars is just awesome. I'm not going to lie.
I haven't seen it in ages, though.
We need to have another marathon sesh.
Yeah, well, watching all the Star Wars films over 2 days was... Most brilliant 2 days ever.
Talking of Star Wars, it is actually on my floor, the box set.
Oh, look at it.
That's beautiful. We are talking about the original three, not the new ones.
I like the first one.
I like episode one. Actually, Phantom Menace
is quite good, but then the other one's just dreadful.
Phantom Menace gets the worst press.
Why does it get the worst press?
I don't know.
Just because Yoda looks like a gremlin doesn't mean that it's like a bad film.
Yeah, Yoda's not even a puppet in the second.
Yeah, but I like the charm of Yoda as like some badly animated puppet that looks like a badly made teddy bear.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to get a Yoda doll for Christmas.
Creepy.
You're a 5-year-old in your bed, so a Yoda doll staring at you.
Not tell your parents about me, you must.
Sleep quietly, you will.
In other news, I was attacked by a very large, angry filing cabinet this week. Well, I just actually got my finger caught in it. Well, thumb. So finger.
You didn't actually get attacked by one?
No, I just got my thumb caught in it.
Cool story, Sam.
Cool story, bro.
How did it attack you, anyway?
Well, no, I was looking for a bank statement, and I don't know, I was closing it and taking my hand out at the same time.
It fooled you.
Mr. Big Shot with his bank statements.
What do you do? Just keep like a pile of money in a drawer somewhere?
I do get bank statements.
I'm also liking like our overuse of jingles this episode.
Yeah, it's been good.
Every opportunity.
I don't know, maybe if anyone wants to give any feedback this week, email in. Tell us if you like the use of jingles
Maybe you can send us some jingles.
No, because they'll probably send like something tied up in royalties. We used to GarageBand ones, so hopefully these don't have royalties on them. We haven't actually found that out yet.
You can send us jingles that you make yourself.
Okay, yeah, if you want to hum a jingle or something.
Yeah, hum a jingle.
Or get a kazoo and,
Mystery Prize is the best one.
We could have James playing the ruler.
Our friend James plays the ruler very well. He does
play the
ruler. Very good rendition of Happy Birthday.
How does he do that? I don't know. Spooky.
I want to learn how to play the saw. I saw someone doing it once.
I thought you were going to say the spoons. I really want to learn how to play the spoons.
It didn't take much effort to do the spoons, Sam.
I think everyone just presumed then and knew that we were, as soon as I said that, we all went into pretending to play the spoons.
Yeah. I'm still doing it. Spoon solo.
It's not a drum. It's
not, they're really big spoons. Shaped like drums.
So it's a drum.
Drums with handles.
Yeah.
So a saucepan with a top.
Pretty much. Oh,
okay. That's pretty good.
Are saucepans just large spoons?
My mind has been blown.
Blown.
Cannot unsee this.
Look at the shape of them. I mean, they're badly shaped spoons.
They really are. Such big spoons. It's
true.
You'll never unsee that, listeners.
Tomorrow I'll be like, I'm nearly my cereal. And so I'll get out and then 5 seconds later, I'll just have a saucepan in my hand. And
to think we just changed 5 people's lives.
No, only like about 4 of them probably realise this already. There's one unlucky person whose life has been changed forever.
Wait, but that means that you should keep your saucepans in where your spoons stay.
Maybe they wouldn't fit. No, maybe you should put your spoons where your saucepans are.
Or try and cook in a spoon.
Yeah.
Wait. So if we've got teaspoons are small spoons, tablespoons are
big spoons.
But then we've got
dessert spoons in between.
Though. Yeah.
No one cares about your neatly arranged cutlery drawer.
I like my cutlery drawer.
Well, what would you call a saucepan? Because it's no longer
just a large spoon.
It's a very large spoon.
Very large spoon.
But it doesn't have the use.
What application would you use it for when using it as a spoon? I know what you could use it for. You know when people try and break world records and they have massive dishes of things? You could just eat it with a saucepan.
Or maybe if you have a very big mouth. Say.
Ollie.
I do have a big mouth. Metaphorically as well as physically.
Right. Okay.
Take your fingers out your mouth. It's really off-putting on which one to record.
Also, on the subject of food, the concept of mini food is just awesome. If you had a mini pizza or a mini burger.
You do get mini pizzas, don't you? You get those little snack ones.
I always thought that was a cheap
consumer gimmick.
And like, it worked.
To have won you over.
It worked.
Are we going to stop at 30 minutes? We have 15 seconds left.
We can do whatever we want.
No, 10 seconds.
We control the airwaves.
10 seconds. Yeah. We could just wrap it up.
No, we need to wrap it up.
Actually, no.
We can be laid back.
We can break it down.
Oh, What? Silence.
Sorry. I wanted to say break.
30 minutes.
Well, so we've gone over 30 minutes.
Although, like we did that last time, except we had to remove 7 minutes of obscenities.
Yeah. My bad.
Oh, well, we've got plenty of time now. This has gone
I've kept
well.
It clean this time.
You have, yeah. Just.
I didn't offend my...
Yeah. Take that, iTunes.
Take that, iTunes.
They're still never going to reclassify us as clean.
No.
Yeah, now we have this big red label, thanks to Ollie. Yeah.
Maybe that makes us more attractive to some people.
It doesn't. It means it says, don't click on me. I'll only offend you.
What, so you...
I'll not make your day any better.
In fact, I'll make it worse.
We don't direct... Oh, actually...
If you're feeling a little bit too happy today, listen to this. It'll get you down again.
Actually, last time I did directly offend the listener. They're talking about how our audience...
So now now offend them again, then. Yeah, by repeating it.
I'm not repeating
it. The guys you've offended, just like, oh, I'll let it slide, you know. I'm sure it's just a little
slip. Just a mistake.
Brings it up again the next episode.
I didn't say it this time. But I still think it.
Take that back, Ollie. Retract that statement.
No. Apologise to the...
Apologise now.
No.
Lord are you? Or take the slip of Sopple away from you. Next week you're not going to get any.
So what's the mystery prize for this week? Was it the best? It was the best jingle, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Best jingle. Loads we probably had another no one going through.
Probably Mr. F again, whoever he is.
Mr. F. He's keen. He's a keen bean.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you have an answer to whatever our questions were, or you found the flaw in our flawless plan.
We probably shouldn't say that. We just have to end up sending loads of mystery prizes out.
Yeah, but that's half the fun. You get to think of the mystery.
We'll send you a zombie animal.
Shh. In a box. You always give away our mystery prizes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Have to throw away the slugs and whatever the other one was. And now the zombie army.
Fine, I'm sorry.
The zombie cat army.
Well, I think we'd have difficulty sending a cat.
They're boxed already. It's a lot easier.
Yeah.
You don't even need air holes because the whole point is that.
Yeah, but then it would definitely die.
You don't know that. Have you opened the box? You wouldn't know.
No, because it would definitely die because there wouldn't be enough oxygen.
Oh.
Also, yeah, the zombies also
we'll put a plant in there with it.
The zombies also wouldn't last more than about a week because they definitely die due to lack of food, so you know they were dead.
Yeah, but that's not the point.
Send on to anyone in America.
Okay, we'll put in a few, like, I don't know, bananas in there, or whatever cat seeds.
Bananas. Right, let's stop here.
Yeah, well, okay, so if you want to email in, it's thepurple@hotmail.co.uk.
Not .com.
Not .com.
Although, if you want to email, it's .com, feel free. I won't stop you.
Yeah, someone else will probably be getting lots of emails. Also, we still haven't found the person who has the Gmail one. Yeah.
We should send them an email.
So badly want.
That's a really good idea. Why don't we think of that?
We're fools.
Instead of trying to advertise it on this podcast.
Instead of offering people money.
Just email them.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Also, the purple Tumblr.
The purple .tumblr.com. Yeah.
Tumblr follow without us. An E.
Tumblr without a G.
Yeah, follow us. You might like it.
We've said that every podcast.
Yeah, I don't think
we've become a bit of a thing.
They don't know that.
So, we'll see you next week. We've actually got through a whole podcast without Ollie offending too many people.
Yeah.
We don't offend anyone.
We haven't had any recordings.
You don't know that. It might be a distant relative of Schrodinger's and we've just offended him.
Yeah,
also, we've got 10 seconds left or so. You could probably fit in a few obscenities in between now and then.
Don't. That's not a challenge.
Hold your tongue.
Challenge accepted.
Okay, well, it's goodbye from Sam's bedroom.